Struds is here with his bag of Skittles.
Hey, now, what a treat. Ron. Rockin' Ron. Thank you. I love Skittles. I really do.
I did not know that.
Oh, it's one of my favorite. I'm not a real candy guy. I probably would go chips and Blizzards are my two things, but I love Skittles.
All right. And that's like an extra big bag. Yeah, I didn't even know they came that big.
Tonight during the show at 9 o'clock, I'll crack them open and really enjoy it.
Really? You're going to wait that long? See, I waited until you got here to eat my Big Jerk. So I was like, well, but you know what? Screw you. I'm not waiting much longer. I'll be crushing that the next break.
What here? I always get the nice, pretzel. I always get a pretzel.
It's really good. Everybody loves pretzels, but I can't stand pretzels.
That's what I have. That's my tradition.
It's a big plate of dough.
Delish.
I guess with some salt.
Yeah, salt. It's like a salt lick for humans.
It's true. Actually, I had a kid I went to school with, Jason Curler. He brought a salt lick to school one day and was licking it in grade 5. True story.
Why?
He chopped off the blue salt lick, you know, from you have at the farm, the cows.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one?
Well, I know what it is. I've never seen one.
Yeah, like the blue one. Yeah, it's like this big probably. So he had chopped a corner off of it, I don't know, maybe as big as his hand, and he was just licking it. I was like, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Like, I'll be honest. I'm sure every farmer would tell you they've tried to lick the salt lick once just to see what it tastes like. Of course. Everybody's done it. You'd be lying if you said you hadn't.
Oh, boy.
And it does taste different than normal salt. But I'd licked it once. And I was like, yeah, okay, good enough. Done it. Don't need to do it. I definitely wouldn't take it and be like, oh, this is enjoyable. Let's just walk around licking a salt lick.
He was just sitting in class during math licking a cube of salt.
Yeah, it was like, you know, people had carrots. Some people had cookies. He had a salt lick.
Oh, jeez.
So
nasty.
Yeah, strange. Good baseball pitcher, though. Actually got a scholarship down in the States.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Then he blew his arm out, unfortunately.
But, oh, boy.
Yeah, it's tough. A few things I want to discuss. We're going to get out to all the sports things and more. But first of all, I want to ask you a very serious question.
Please do.
First of all, are you and Paul Plakas related?
No, we're not.
No, okay.
Because I believe he's Greek.
He's Greek. Okay. Well, we had Plakas on the show on Wednesday.
Go ahead.
And, we asked him about, you know, we were talking about the karaoke contest.
Oh yeah.
So here's Plakas about karaoke.
Okay.
It'll be a visual ecstasy and a vocal ecstasy.
Because he's and so he's put himself on stage and he's going to participate. And after he talked about it for about 3 or 4 minutes, so that's just one of the good clips. Yeah. I was like, he sounded exactly like Strudwick did last year. Almost identical leading up to it. So I'm hoping that Plakas puts on a better performance than you, though.
Well, he might be able to sing better, but the performance, there's no way he's performing.
Well, he has a bigger chest than you. Let's not kid ourselves.
No. It just looks bigger because he's smaller. What is he, 5'7", 5'8"?
No. I think you guys are both the same. Well,
No.
He's quite a bit thicker than you, honestly.
I could eat a bag of chips off the top of his head, no problem. Him and Jeff Woods, both of those guys.
Oh, no, Woods, true. Woods needs a step stool just to get up to the bar. But no, Plakas is, I think, 6'2", isn't he?
What?
I think he is.
Are you? No way.
I'm sure he's taller than me, and I'm 6'1".
Oh, jeez. First off, you're not 6'1". I think Plakas is probably 6 feet at tops.
Really?
He has a big voice. He talks a lot, so it makes him
seem
bigger.
Well, that's true. He does. He'll give a woodpecker a headache. But I just found that his confidence in his karaoke, I thought it was going to be tough to replace Strudwick in the bravado, but in comes Plakas. So the only advantage he'll have is that he has a judge with similar bravado sitting there thinking, you know what? Well, he might not have been that good, but, man, he really sold himself prior to the event, so he might get good marks.
I'll tell you this right now. I'm not going to be a muffin-type judge. I'm Simon Cowell. I'm going to be hard on people. I'm not going to let Nick.
Well, there's some bitterness from last year, I think.
I know. I am. I'm going to drop the hammer. And I'll tell you what. There's one quarterback centered. This guy is not going to free pass. Mike Riley better bring a really good thing, or else I'm tearing this guy down.
Well, did he ever laugh when we asked him that you weren't part of the contest? Because he was last year goes, yeah, I saw Struds. He didn't look good. He didn't sound good.
Yeah, it's fine. He'll have the mic for his 3 minutes of singing, and then I'll get my chance. And Mike Riley, you better be good, man. I'm not kidding you. I'm coming down on you if you're not good.
So we've had a lot of entries this week. You have until May 15th, technically. Ideally, we'd like it by May 10th. So next Friday, get your entry in. You have 30 seconds to a minute. $1,000 cash on the line this year. And a trophy, which, of course, is maybe the most important thing. Because that lasts forever. Cash, hell, who knows? You could blow it that night, depending on how your evening's going. But the trophy will last forever for you.
Defending champion coming back?
I can't find her name or her email. And normally I'm a stickler for keeping stuff, but I do recall what happened. at work, after a certain time, you have to clear out your inbox. Yeah. And so I just went through a lot of stuff, not even looking, and just went and cleared it all out. And so I've lost her name and her email. So if anybody knows who, and it was Little Kim, the song that she crushed it with last year. Anybody knows who was at the party, if you know, please let me know, because we would love to have her back.
At least present, even like kind of like the Masters.
Yeah, she she could just present the trophy at the very least.
Yeah, I think that'd be like a nice, just to keep it going from one year
to the other. Oh, but I still think she'd have a shot at the title again. Why not?
Well, I think that just like anything, the second year is always better, right? You have your better contestants.
Oh, so you're saying she couldn't win. I like it. So you're challenging our champion from last year.
I'm saying, listen, you're only a champion
as long
as
you're the
champion.
You were in it doesn't mean all the talent was low.
I admit I had an off night. You know what? It's amazing. Even the great ones have an off night. I can't wait till you get up. I swear I'm not going to be a friendly judge. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of taking people shots at me, and I'm going to take shots at other people.
Oh, that I love it. I love it. And if you want to come, if you're not a singer, just go to jasongreger.com. You can get your tickets. They're selling very quickly. This will be a sold-out event. It's, of course, a fundraiser for the MS Bike Tour. Raised a lot of money. It's going to be great, and I guarantee it'll be a fun time. The performances last year were very good, but I'm telling you already, a few of the people, our judges have already said, basically, we think we've got three people already from our entries. It doesn't matter how many else come in. These three are pretty much locked.
Really?
They're unreal. Now, based on their performance when there's no pressure in the room.
That's easy.
It's a lot different, right? Like when you karaoke in your shower, you think you're really good. All of a sudden, you look out, and there's 250 people, and your voice got a little bit higher.
It's harder in front of people to perform in front of an audience when you're not used to it. It's not easy.
You'd never be good in porn, would you?
Got the equipment. What's happening?
Zoom in, zoom in.
They need the fisheye lens.
Go
to break, Nick.
Stop. Okay. People know that you're overselling your karaoke skills. Don't oversell something else and then have to have that come crashing down to earth, too.
Well, there's no, we're not going
to
have a
porn contest.
I don't
need Mrs. Strudwick to be calling in. Wait a second. I think it's a little light in the loafers.
The first annual Jason Greger porn competition.
Oh, yeah.
For charity.
That'll never happen, but oh, man, that would be funny. Sadly, you'd probably have a lot of people that would want to enter in that. Right?
I know, too. My show is wanting.
Yeah, speaking of Mizzou, he chickened out.
Oh,
I'm not sure I had ever, I thought the SS Collapse was bad. I'd never mentioned their name. I might call it now that there's the SS Collapse and the MM Chicken. I think they're about similar to me. I'm not sure I can ever mention his name again.
I was so disappointed about Mizzou. And, you know, I think he thought I was going to make fun of him. It wasn't that. We were going to go have a good time talking about it, his whole experience of the geek speed dating. And he totally dropped the ball. I've never been so disappointed in him.
Yeah, that was very, very disappointing. So the other serious question I did want to ask after we got off on the karaoke was, so today I watched my young son Beckett for the first time in the Jolly Jumper. And I never seen more excitement and hilarious like that. Like the NHL playoffs have been highly entertaining. That first 2 minutes of him in the Jolly Jumper is one of the most entertaining things I've ever seen. It was hilarious. So I was looking at it and I'm like, you look at kids in their sleepers, and they look so comfortable. They get in their sleeper every night. They're like, man, this thing's awesome. They've got those little sacks now that they sleep in.
Yeah.
What thing do you think they make for kids that they should make for adults?
For sure not onesies. There's no reason for anyone over 20 years old to wear a one-piece outfit. When I played in Europe, there was you could buy like a, I think it was a onesie, adult-sized onesie. You go to these outdoor markets. You could buy any color you want, and people were wearing them around town, not as a joke. Like a onesie outfit.
Okay, did the onesie have it so your feet were in it, or did it have no feet?
Yeah, feet, and you put your feet in your shoes, and you walk around. I've never seen it. There was one my size. Shona almost made me buy it. And I was like, I can't bring this back to North America.
I just couldn't. To me, I think your feet would get too hot. That would be my own complaint.
Well, it's not. It's not all. But
like what about a onesie? It's kind of like pajamas at home. You could wear the onesie at home, no?
Yeah, you could, but still, I just don't. Yeah, at home's okay, but it's like people that wear their PJs out of the home. That's when you cross from your home to your yard into your car, you should never have PJs on, ever. There's never an excuse.
I used to go Safeway because I had pajama pants.
Fires me up.
I'd go to Safeway on Sundays when I lived on the south side by myself because it was right close by. I'd go at 9 o'clock Sunday night because it was dead, and I could be in and out very quick in 20 minutes, never have to see anybody, and I always wore my pajama pants because it was super comfortable.
There's not an excuse. Lululemons aren't as comfortable.
I don't think I had a pair back then.
I would never. I can't. I just don't get it.
Yeah, but the plaid ones, they look trendy.
It's not at all cool, I'll tell you right now. Listen, I recognize I'm not the coolest human being on the planet. I get that. But there's no way anyone should wear their PJs out of the house. I'm sorry. Throw on a pair of sweats, jeans, cargo pants, army pants, anything. Shorts would be better than that.
Okay, so what are the things you'd want, though? Not what you didn't want.
Oh, what I want?
What did you want?
I would like, well, my kids, although they're getting a little old now, but they have those sleeping, what do you call them?
Yeah, sleep sacks.
Or we call them. And basically what it is, it's basically like a sleeping bag, and you just kind of cut armholes out of it, and kind of like a muscle shirt, and it goes down into, it covers their bottoms. And I'd like that. I like a nice flowy one. Then you could just lay on top of your mattress, no blankets, just like the sleep sack on you, and shut her down. That's what I'd like to have.
Okay.
What about you?
I wouldn't mind that. Because my wife has to sleep with about an 80-pound duvet. Yeah. It's like I'm in a sweat house every night. We literally, actually, my mother-in-law, the saint that she is, went and got two separate, she got two doubles.
Yeah.
And then sewed them together. So mine is like a thin one, which is a normal size. Right. And then I've got mount cushion on the other side. Like, literally, I could suffocate under that thing.
Do you ever think that maybe she's building, like, the Berlin Wall between the two of you so she doesn't have to...
Oh, no, no. Buddy,
the nighttime visits?
Oh, not at all. Are you kidding me? It's open for business all night.
She has a pair of sleeping things on. She has sweatpants on. She has a sleep sack. Then she has this huge thing over top.
Trust me, I've thrown out all those god-awful flannel pajamas. Those are out.
Yet you wear them to Safeway at 9 o'clock on
Sunday night. Not anymore. Now I'd wear my Lulu, sure. But if I had a cool pair of pajama pants, I'd have no problem with it.
There's not a cool enough pair. The cool enough pair of pants to be built has yet to be to happen for PJs. Never happened.
Never happened?
I'll never see a cool enough pair to wear them.
Guys are saying they have that commercial for the Snuggie. Struds, isn't that the same thing that you're asking for a sack?
Snuggie somewhat, but doesn't close. It's not closed at the bottom. I want closed at the bottom.
It's like a sleeping bag.
Yeah, I like sleeping bag. I love sleeping.
But you just want to have a sleeping bag and then cut it so you have two armholes out the side.
Yeah, so then you don't have to just roll around. I love sleeping bags. You don't like sleeping bags?
No, I get too hot, though. Like, I can't handle being enclosed. Like, I don't tuck the sheets in at the end of my bed. It's disgusting.
Really? Oh, you don't like that?
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, so I don't like
I don't
want to
be in
loose.
A cocoon. I'm not, no chance. I like to be, so I'm open. It's just more air movement.
How hot is it in your room that you can
But seriously, I can't handle any heat. I just can't. I grew up in the basement on the farm.
Yeah.
I think it was minus 20 year round. It was awesome. Like, it was awesome. You had to watch TV with the blanket on all the time. I loved it. And when you go to bed, you were cold. And then you warm up and then you're fine. But yeah, no, I can't handle it.
Really?
I don't like being too hot. It's the worst thing ever. It's the worst. But honestly, adult things that I would want, I would say I'd want a jolly jumper.
To jump around in.
Oh.
Isn't that what
like, hey, you
are?
Know what? After a half an hour of little Beckett in that thing, he slept like a champ. That was a pretty big workout for him when you think about it.
Yeah. Well, no doubt.
He's 4 months old and he's jumping around for a half an hour straight. Phew.
That's pretty.
I don't think I'd ever seen him fall asleep that
fast.
Is
this the
afterwards.
One that goes in the door jam or is it a freestanding one?
Freestanding one, yeah. Because then I can move him all around.
Sure.
No, it's way better. Sure. Then he loved it. He was crushing it.
Yeah.
After half an hour, though, he's kind of like you. He tapped out. He was tired, so then I had to put him to sleep.
Well, he goes because he's quality, not quantity.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know, you do whatever you do for a long time, but never really gets anything accomplished.
Hey, Gregor, if they made old-style walkers on wheels, imagine the disaster we men could create. Nick. Old-style.
Jeez.
So things we can have that seniors and infants have. That you can put into mainstream adulthood. Because I do think we have a lot of fun to kids, and then they take the fun out. Right? Like nowadays, you get looked at sideways if you ran through a sprinkler.
Oh, I love it.
Whereas before, as a kid, like, you know, the old slip and slides, as a kid, you loved it.
Yeah, that is fun.
They don't make adult size GT snow racers. Why not? GT snow races are awesome. Now, sure, most of us, as we get in our 20s, we're still dumb, so we would probably go too fast and risk injury. But still, if you had an adult GT snow racer, and I know people's going to say Skidoo. Well,
they do
it out.
Make them, Gregor.
An adult size.
Yeah,
snow
they
racer?
Do. You can Google them. They are way. They're like almost twice the price.
Really?
Yeah.
It's actually a
game changer right there.
Whoa! Adult GT snow racer.
The speed would concern me. I haven't done tobogganing in a few years, and this winter I took the kids to Fox Drive. I don't know if you remember they've cut the hill like at least down by a half, maybe more. I remember we used to be able to go to the top of that Fox Drive, and the speed you'd get.
Oh, it's awesome.
You'd go flying into the parking lot. But now it's like half, and even that was too fast. I was holding on to my kids just flying down the track. I was nervous. Kids loved it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so
good
basically
parenting.
You're just a softie. So you're just
great
a softie.
Yeah.
Kids love it. So if there's anything that you feel, what an adult size big wheel, Nigel? Like the big wheel you eat as a kid? Well, that's big enough for an adult.
Or does it mean Tonka toys? No.
Well, there are those things.
I guess they're called trucks.
Yeah, they're called trucks. Dinky cars.
I don't know. I'm not.
You
a
can
real
still
toy
play
guy.
With those as a kid, as an adult.
Do you have any of your toys from when you were younger still in your house?
Well, my dinky cars are still in my mom's house. Yeah, they're still in the exact same orange pumpkin tub that I had them all in. Yeah, they're there, and the Lego. But not all my nephews and
yeah,
you know,
sure,
the kids have played with them. But yeah, they're still there. Every now and then I'll pull them out.
I don't think I have anything. I have one.
But yeah, I don't have any other. I don't really remember any other toys.
Two stuffed animals. My
we
kids
grew up on the farm, man. I played outside.
You were licking salt licks.
Yeah, well, just once.
Go and lick the salt lick for fun, guys.
Just tried it once. I guarantee you, every kid who's or every adult who's listening who grew up on a farm would tell you they tried it once.
Didn't your parents tell you not to? Wouldn't that
well,
be
why?
Like
it's not going to kill you. It's not like sticking your tongue up against the metal door jam in the middle of winter, which is stupid, yet a lot of people still did it. This is just you did it for the taste of it.
I'd assume that cows had had their tongue on this previously.
No, well, I would get the new one before the cow had
so
licked
you're,
it.
You're getting, sure. So you're getting right? fresh.
Sure. But then, even then, you can see where the cow's licked it. Normally, there's an indent on it, so you could lick on the corner. They probably wouldn't touch there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They don't, yeah.
It was one lick. What are you, germaphobe now?
Well, I don't know if I want to put my, even while you just start making out with the cow. Well, you don't know where their lips have been.
Are we going to just rewind back to Strudwick, 20 years of age? That's exactly what people would
say. I was not ever thinking about licking a cow. I mean, I don't know what happens on a farm exactly.
We're going to go to break because we could really get it. There's so many ways to take this the other way for you right now, which is too funny. But, oh. could get Tyson Nash on to verify that last comment of yours.